From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At least two demonstrators reportedly killed during clashes between anti-government protesters and police in Iran. Protesters upset the country's economy is sagging with high unemployment. Iran's interior minister warns those who disrupt the order will pay the price. Observers say they also are upset with President Hassan Rouhani, who has won re-election in May with promises to revive the economy. Sanam Vikal is an Iran analyst at Chatham House.
This is sort of a make-or-break moment for Rouhani, and the protests are really drawing people together on these grievances of inflation, unemployment, growing inequality and corruption. So this is his moment to either come out and actually address some of these grievances in a meaningful way, or he will just ultimately be lumped in with the rest of the political elite.
Iran's 2015 nuclear deal, seen as Rouhani's major achievement, the deal made with the U.S., five other powers, curbed Iran's nuclear activities in exchange for relief from international sanctions, but economic growth has not followed. Russian news outlet Interfax reporting that it has a suspect in the St. Petersburg bombing has been arrested. The blast came from a homemade bomb, injuring at least 13, militant group Islamic State claiming responsibility. Pakistan says the almost 92% of the largely porous frontier with Afghanistan will be fenced by the end of 2018, insisting the project is critical for national security and promoting peace and stability in Afghanistan. Afghanistan insisting the barrier would add to problems of divided families on both sides. This is VOA News. A survey conducted by three national universities has revealed more than 16,000 farmers have committed suicide in India's northern Punjab state over the last 16 years. Reuters' Sadia Chaudhry reporting.
The most common reason cited for this staggering number of suicides is the inability to repay loans which farmers take out for seeds and fertilizers. More than half of India's farming households are in debt. And despite write-offs by the government, they still owe hundreds of millions of rupees to banks and moneylenders. Punjab has the highest crop productivity and the largest irrigated area among the states, but this also puts pressure on small and marginal farmers. In 2015 alone, nearly 13,000 farmers took their own lives. More than half of them were due to bankruptcy or other farm-related debt. The vast majority of victims in these cases were those workers whose plots were smaller than 5 acres.
Reuters' Sadia Chaudhry reporting. Associated Press is reporting the first month of President Trump's term in office this year, he sent an American scholar to meet with North Korean officials to relay a message of hope. Now Mr. Trump has criticized China for facilitating oil shipments to North Korea in violation of UN Security Council sanctions. Despite China's insistence the sanctions are being enforced, doubts persist in the U.S., South Korea, and Japan that loopholes continue to exist. The UN Security Council last week imposed new sanctions designed to limit North Korea's access to oil in response to the country's recent long-range missile test. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has issued a red alert to the world in his 2018 New Year's statement, warned of deepening conflicts and raised anxieties about nuclear weapons.
Inequalities are growing, and we see horrific violations of human rights. Nationalism and xenophobia are on the rise, and as we begin 2018, I call for unity. I truly believe we can make our world more safe and secure. We can settle conflicts, overcome hatred, and defend shared values, but we can only do that together.
Guterres, who took office in January of 2017, had appealed then for a year of peace, but now he's saying the world is instead gone in reverse. More than two decades after the U.S. state of California became the first state to legalize medical marijuana's use, on January 1st it will become the final West Coast state in the U.S. to legalize marijuana for recreational purposes, a move approved by California voters in November of 2016. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.